that LK Mobile?
KO4HKX.
Patrick, I hope you're well this morning. How was your supervisorial ride-along yesterday?
Had a nice meal afterwards.
I'm glad you had a good day. Anytime I have a ride-along, I usually get paperwork I have to sign, and I get told where I'm doing things not quite up to par.
If you think about it, I signed those paperwork many years ago.
There. You got a good point. That's funny. I hope you're having a good start to your day so far.
I'm enjoying the morning before it gets hectic. What you doing out this time of day?
As you know, since you saw me yesterday, I need to get cleaned up a little bit. I'm going to get a haircut and running our dog by one of my daughter's house, Gabrielle's house. She's going to watch her for the weekend, and I'm going to run a couple other errands. Going to go by and see the granddaughters. Haven't seen them in a couple of weeks. I'm going through withdrawals.
Happen when you do that, but yeah, you need to go by and see those, that's for sure.
Good opening too to critique the way I looked yesterday. It probably isn't that noticeable to me. It is. I cannot stand my hair to be very long.
I wasn't gonna say anything. I was trying to be nice this morning, but I'm with you. Mine gets to a certain point and I'm done with it. It's got to go.
Opening Beth. So when I retire, I'm going to grow a ponytail. And she's kind of daring me to do it. Because she doesn't think I can. I don't think I can either. We know a bunch of people that they did that. You know, they retired and lose a little bit of hair on the top. And they start growing out ponytails in the back. I still have plenty of hair on top. I don't think I can do it.
Could do it either. I can't stand the aggravation. I like the low maintenance, low wind drag.
Hey, you're nothing but a dang hippie. N6 CLX.
I've never seen you. I hope I'm not offending you, but I hope you don't have a ponytail.
Well, I grew up with a father that fought World War II in the Navy.
KO4HKX, and my stepdad, he had long hair, long ponytail, and I'll tell you a funny story right quick. He was out weed eating one day, and his hair was down to his buttocks, and he got called in the pull rope for the weed eater, and the weed eater won.
I can say.
Mother-in-law had, I never knew him with long hair, but my wife tells me that his hair was longer and better taken care of than his three sisters. He played bass. You can just imagine what kind of band. Now he's bald.
That's me. I'm just glad mine's still hanging on.
Sons, and they both have kind of let their hair grow out at different times. And then I also have two daughters, and both the girls are like, we wish we had hair as nice as theirs. There seems to be something about that.
I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. Both of you have a good day, and I hope both of you have a productive day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, guys.
Talk to you later. Good to talk to you guys. Well, actually, to you, Patrick. And I got one comment. I get a ride-along every day because the boss is in the office every day.
I hope you have a good one. And Mike, yeah, I have a computer that goes with me, and it records everything that I do, except for it doesn't have a, there's no camera, but it knows when I'm taking off, when I'm stopping, how fast I'm going, whether my seatbelt's on. But, I've dealt with that for so many years that I don't even worry about it. I just do what I'm supposed to. But there are other things, when they do ride along, they're required to find something, otherwise they're not doing their job.
Put your blinker on too early, too late. You drifted.
Pretty nitpicky when they can't find any major things. They they can get pretty nitpicky, and you're right. There is something about that. Don't turn your blinker on too soon. Make sure it's on by, you know, don't wait too late. Checking your mirrors so many seconds, intervals, and all kinds of stuff. Following distances, picking up speed when you take off. Now, that doesn't really relate to me anymore, because our tractors are not, tractor trailer's not the fastest on the pickup, but on the package cars, they were real particular about that.
I always knew the UPS driver was leaving. You could hear him gunning.
Especially the old diesel trucks we had back in the early 90s. Everything's gas now, gasoline, but some of those old diesels were loud, man. You could wake some people up in the neighborhood if you got in there late.
Diesels were, I always knew I had a package. I could hear the truck taking off. 10-6 CLX variety. I don't want to lose track of time.
Four, is that okay? Well, I hope you're doing well. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Hanging in there? Work 8 hours so I can afford to buy some more groceries, perhaps?
The daily grind or something like that. Working to survive. I know there's a lot of people that are beyond that, but most people, that's their life.
If I manage to save a little bit each month, I'm happy. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Lately, besides the grocery store, you get your monthly bills. It's like, what? Went up again.
Things are a little expensive right now. Everything affects everything else. Anyway, well, I hope your day goes well. I'm running out here to run some errands and gonna go swing by and see the granddaughters. Looking forward to that. I haven't seen them in a couple of weeks in person. I FaceTimed them every once in a while, but haven't had the chance to pick them up and give them a hug.
At times, we get to see ours maybe once a year, if we're lucky, twice. Once in a while, hear from them, but I don't know. Out of sight, out of mind. That always takes place.
Roger, I recognize that we are... we have blessed in a way that a lot of people aren't, I guess, where everybody lives close. I know not everybody has that. My mother's parents, she's from England, and I never saw my grandparents until first time I met them, I was in my 20s. I get Christmas cards from them every once in a while, but my parents couldn't afford to make trips back to England, and they really couldn't afford and didn't want to. They were a little nervous about flying. So when they finally did come, it was nice to see them. But I do feel like...
We drove down, they're in South Mississippi. We drove down a few weeks ago, and the three girls had a dance recital. We went for that. And the same weekend, they had their baseball awards. So I got to spend a good weekend with them and reacquaint ourselves. But they're always fun, especially when you have more than one, because they're all different. Some like Gampy, some like Grandma, some don't care.
Excuse me, you're right about them being all different, that's for sure. But it's fun too, because you get a variety of emotions and things that interest them, and not all the same. So that makes the variety fun.
In fact, I just sent all the photos last night, but one of the best things I did on this last trip, and I'll do it again, is I gave the youngest one my phone. She was at her award, you know, having an ice cream afterwards. All her friends were there, so I just let her take all the selfies she wanted. I took photos of them. It's kind of nice to be able to go through and see all that.
You have a bunch of pictures that you can cherish.
And for 6 years old, that girl can take some good photos.
Today, this generation is growing up with technology we never even dreamed about.
Yeah, about it. These phones, man. I think, well, they definitely are more powerful than the first computer I ever used.
You're right, and I remember getting cameras or having a camera and buying the film, taking pictures, hoping it would turn out, waiting 3 or 4 days to get it developed, and then being disappointed when most of them didn't look good.
My first camera is, I made one. I made a pinhole camera out of a Quaker Oats boxes, round ones. Dad was into photography, so I went down and got some of his paper, loaded it in the dark room, and I think I was 9 years old when I made that thing. It was fun.
Kids are missing out nowadays. I remember those. I remember hearing about them. I never made one, but I remember reading about it and fascinated that that would work.
I think I may still have the photo. I don't remember. I might have gotten rid of it. Took a photo of the girl across the street, had her sit in a chair real still for a few seconds. But, you know, it makes you appreciate what you do have.
No, you're right. We definitely have a lot of things that make life a whole lot easier. Get used to them, too. And 4ZLK.
Now I'm free and clear. I made it onto Spartanburg, or not Spartanburg, how it's 85 business. So it's just kind of a straight shot now, and don't have quite so many fools, just fewer.
85 business?
Business, and it seems like through here and around the transmitters, this repeater gets real scratchy.
Driving on a different road, though, when you get on that one. I remember when that was the only way through Spartanburg on 85. I'd go up there to Heron Circle 4 nights a week and get off there. But it's once you get off regular 85, once you take that exit, it's like you can relax. There's hardly any traffic.
A fair amount of traffic this morning, but it's not like 85. It definitely is relaxing.
Or up business 85, do you go up? Do you go?
Every morning, every afternoon, I go the entire length. The office is off of the very last exit, Bryant Road.
Hey, we're working on the bridge over here in Circle there.
When that bridge was closed, it made it difficult. Then I got used to taking 85, but they opened it up November, I think. And, man, life's good again.
Off the exit 3 and then run down the frontage there and go up to, what is it? I think it's Howard Street. You go under a bridge that's one vehicle at a time and about 3 inches of clearance. And when it rains, that bridge floods, or that underpass floods there on the frontage road.
Run up over the bridge now, but this is the area where it really stinks. I caught about every other word. But they spent two and a half or three years, I don't remember, making this bridge. And it is bumpy.
Never they pave anymore. 385, they're paving down towards Simpsonville. And it's not very smooth. And I know they've got the technology. They can run those equipment with GPS and lay it down and perfectly level, but it's like they just go with the flow of the whatever's underneath it. They don't try to smooth it out at all, and it's better in a car, but boy, in a tractor, it's really bumpy going down that way.
Because this car is bumpy as heck. You can imagine what an 18-wheeler is in the cab. Must be horrible. And one thing I noticed is, you know, they can get a road just right, and it takes a month, and then they got to go in there, cut it up, do something, and then they fill in the hole, and they never do it right.
Notice that, too. And then there's other states I drive in, and they just seem to be able to lay down perfect pavement. But Mike, I'm pulling into my daughter's here, so I'm going to let you go. I hope you have a good day. Nice to hear you this morning. N6CLX, N4ZLK, 73.
Okay. Do I need to fill out some paperwork for this ride-along?
Send it to you. I'll let you know what you did wrong.
10-4. Talk to you later, N6CLX. Good talking to you, and have fun with those kids.
Okay, 7-3.